The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's Hunter Bailey with the ball now for Beatrice. The time runs out. Seward with their fourth straight Girls State High School Basketball Championship. Their 101st game in a row. Seward beats the Beatrice Orange here this afternoon. Final score, Seward 46, Beatrice 35.
Tonight, it's a battle between two of the state's best teams as the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars travel to Seward to face off against the four-time defending Class B state champion Lady Jays. High school basketball in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Hernandez takes the jumper from 11. It's off the mark. Anderson will pull down her sixth rebound. Outlet to Connor. Connor looks down to the baseline. There's Theron-Baum. She'll catch. She'll shoot the nine-footer, and it's good.
Kearney Catholic is 15-0 with no game closer than 18 points. Tonight, the competition level steps up greatly as the Stars hit the road to face one of the current dynasties in the state in Seward. It's the Stars and Blue Jays coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Seward right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Seward High School. It's Thursday Night Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, along with our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get to one of the most highly anticipated matchups of the entire year in our area with the undefeated 15-0 top-ranked team in C1, Kearney Catholic, taking on the four-time defending Class B champions, the 10-3 second-ranked team in Class B, the Seward Lady Jays. Glad to have you along with us for tonight's basketball game. We've also got basketball on our network of stations. Classic Hits 98.9, Amherst and Gibbon are currently deep into the girls game. And we also have Sandy Creek and Blue Hill currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Well, at one point, Kearney Catholic thought this might be a battle of unbeatens, and I know Seward would have liked that as well because then they would have broken the state record for most wins in a row. But it all came to an end for the Seward Lady Jays when they could not win their 105th in a row, losing to Lincoln Pius X 40-38 back on December 7th. And then they've been beaten twice by Beatrice, who is number one in one poll. Northwest is number one in the other, losing by 9 and by 14. For Kearney Catholic, they have not had a game closer than 18 points this year, but you look at some of that competition, and really outside of North Platte St. Pat's and Saturday's game against Hastings St. Cecilia, a lot of teams have fallen off this year, so the Stars are also eager to find out how they match up tonight. And it's a part of a doubleheader that's going to be pretty big because tomorrow night, Kearney Catholic returns home to take on an undefeated Pierce team in Class C1. Pierce rolls in for tomorrow night's game, and they are ranked fourth in the state of Nebraska. And we'll have that on Classic Hits 98.9. Hannah Taverde, she's headed to Nebraska, guard for this ball club from Seward. But she's not the only player that'll bring it outside. In fact, their tallest player, 6'2 senior Courtney Zaginoff, she shoots the most three-pointers on this entire team and shoots them pretty good as she fires at a 44% clip. In fact, Seward likes to shoot the three. They've fired up 306 of them. They've shot more threes than twos this year. And that's something to say when they put that pressure defense on. You get some steals, you get some layups. But more three-point attempts than two-point attempts for Seward could challenge that Kearney Catholic zone, which we expect to see them come out in tonight. But Coach Rick Petrie telling us before the game, they'll have to see how that goes. They could also play a little man, maybe switch their zone up, do some different things tonight against the Seward Lady Jays. Should be a good ball game, and we're looking forward to bringing it all to you here on ESPN. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
It's the continuation of a busy week of high school sports here in our network of stations. Tomorrow night and Saturday, it's Kearney Bearcat basketball. Kearney will be at Lincoln Southeast on Friday and then host Fremont on Saturday. We'll have those doubleheaders for you here on ESPN Radio. On Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow night, the Kearney Catholic Pierce game at 7:30, and then Saturday, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. The finals at Gibbon scheduled to begin at 2 o'clock, and we'll have all that for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Had a chance to catch up with Coach Tom Tverde of the Seward Lady Jays earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hear a couple of his comments right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're talking with Tom Tverde here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Seward Girls Basketball Coach Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Same question that I'm sure everybody asks you. We want to know, too. Hannah makes her commitment. She's had, a little pressure on her shoulders. Everybody's watching her. How has she handled her senior year?
She's really handled it well. You know, she's had so much pressure on the AAU circuit, you know, in the summer, traveling around the nation, playing against, high-level D1 players night in and night out. That was pressure. This is a different kind of a pressure in your hometown playing and expected to really – be a leader, but she's done great. She just had one of her best games of her career Saturday night, where we beat one of those top six B teams, and she had 23 points and really led us in a great win. And so she thrives in that. She loves big games, big pressure.
Coach, I don't think it's any secret that one of the reasons why Kearney Catholic has decided to schedule this game is to try to improve the resume, you know, get battle-tested before districts, sub-districts, and that sort of thing. You play a tough enough schedule. Why did you want to play Kearney Catholic?
You know, we're about two or three games short in our schedule, and our schedule already, as I looked ahead to this year, was just murderous. I mean, we're playing the toughest schedule in B that I have ever had at Seward or I've ever seen any team. It's just unbelievable. And when we looked to fill the schedule, I saw Kearney Catholic had an opening. And that was the good news, that we could get our schedule close to being full by adding them. The bad news was we were adding a great team to a schedule that's already loaded. And so I just made the decision, you know what, we're just going to add them. It'll be a great high school game. Our kids will enjoy that. And if it makes our schedule even that much tougher, then that's just going to make it that much more exciting as well. But they're the real deal. There's no doubt about that.
And those are some words from Coach Tom Tverde. Caught up with us earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. There is no secret as to what the key will be tonight. As we said, can Kearney Catholic break the Seward pressure? And that is going to be the key in tonight's basketball game. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here tonight in Seward as we get ready for tonight's ball game. And again, you've got some pretty good height at the guard position. Tverde at 5'10". You've got Seaman at 5'8". Ashley Hanson, a post player, 5'7". Not a whole lot off the bench. Seward, kind of a lot of people think it's a two-gal team, and Hannah Tverde and Courtney Zagina. Or Kearney Catholic, obviously, a lot deeper. They've got five gals over 100 points already this season. Very balanced when it comes to scoring and when it comes to rebounding. And they can play probably eight girls, I would assume, tonight is about as deep as Coach Petrie will go, unless there's some foul problems or the game turns one way or the other. So it should be a good one, and we're glad you're along with us here on ESPN Radio. We're about 3 minutes away from the opening tip, but right now let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio.
Spot a Shot. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustis Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustis Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustis, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For the Seward Lady Jays, number 10, 5'10" senior, Hannah Taverde. She has committed to go to the University of Nebraska. She averages 14 points per ball game. Number 22, 5'8" senior, Taylor Seaman. Number 32, 5'7" freshman, Anna Schultz. Number 42, 6'2" senior, Courtney Zangina. She's headed to Northern Colorado, and she averages 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. Finally, number 44, 5'11" junior, Ashlyn Hansen. Head coach of the Seward Lady Jays, Tom Taverde, assisted by Greg Miller and Lonnie Watson, 10-3 on the season, ranked second and third in the state's two newspapers. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 11, 5'6" senior, Michaela Mestel. Number 21, 5'5" sophomore, Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1" senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1" senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6' senior, Megan Anderson. Baum leads the team in scoring, and Anderson leads the team in rebounding. The head coach, Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Pajeda. A perfect 15-0 on the season. Number 1, a Lincoln Journal star. Number 3, in the Omaha World Herald, the Stars average 71 points on the offense and give up 29 on the defense so far this season. For the Seward Lady Jays, they average 54 points on the offense and give up 38 on the defense. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off. Undefeated Kearney Catholic and four-time defending state champion Seward next on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's the traveling green with gold trim for Kearney Catholic, the home white and blue trim for the Seward Lady Jays. Terry Anstein and his crew out of the Hastings area are doing the ball game tonight, so the Stars will have a little familiarity with this crew. As we're ready to go, Stars from right to left, Jays from left to right. The ball's in the air. The opening tip fought for, but Seward is going to grab it, and they get it to Taverde, who tried to get out there right away, and Kearney Catholic putting on pressure, Mestel on her with Prasoski out top. They're going to a 2-3 zone, and we'll see how they respond on Seward's side. A lot of their points come in transition, and again, by three-point shooting. As we said, They shoot more threes than twos. Steven on the left wing gets it into Tverdy. Good ball fake. She got Anderson in the air, and now a foul. So 23 seconds into the game, Tverdy to the line to shoot some free throws. Now, that's one thing Kearney Catholic really hasn't had a problem with this year. They didn't have to worry about foul problems. It could be tonight, so they'll have to be a little cautious there. The foul called on Theron Baum, and the first free throw by Tverdy is up, and it is in. Seward with the first points of the ball game tonight. Tverdy, a 73% free throw shooter, 69%, which isn't bad as a team. Second free throw also rattles in, and Seward takes the 2-0 lead. And now here comes that textbook full court pressure as Prasoski will bring it up. It's man-to-man pressure. She's working on the freshman, Anna Schultz. Gets a pick at the top of the key, or at the half-court line from Sokolowski into the corner to Theron Baum. Skip pass up top to Michaela Mestel. Looks for the cutter, but throws it right into the hands of Ashlyn Hansen, and Kearney Catholic turns it over on their opening possession. Zajanov brings it up into the front court, dishes it right corner to Schultz, back up top to Zajanov. Courtney to Tverdy. Mestel on her. Really kind of almost a box and one, but it's an overpressed zone. Zajanov in the paint, puts the eight-footer up and hits it. So a good start here for the Seward Lady Jays, and they are up 4-0, a minute into the ball game. Tverdy two free throws, and Zajana hitting her first shot. Sokolowski on the dribble against Taylor Seaman, and the man-to-man takes it to the right wing, picks the dribble up, needs some help. Not very good movement right now by the Stars. A lot of backside work as Anderson pops out to take it at the three-point arc. Over to Theron Baum. Ball fake on Zajana. Backs her in, takes it to the rack, and draws a foul. Backside help coming in there. I don't think they'll call Courtney for the foul. It'll be instead on Ashlyn Hansen, and that'll be the first foul of the game on Seward. So Theron Baum was not bashful to take it at Zajanov, and Theron will go to the line to shoot two, try to get the Stars on the board, but the first free throw is no good. Probably the first time the Stars hadn't won the opening tip all year, and a slow start here early on. Second free throw, front of the rim, missed them both. Rebound brought down by Zajana, and she'll push the ball off the floor here for the Jays. Stars get back defensively, and they'll hand it off to Seaman. Back out to Tverdy. On the right side of the key, Zajana. There's the first three of the game. It's off the iron, high in the air, and Megan Anderson will grab the rebound for Kearney Catholic. Up floor comes Sokolowski. Sokolowski looking at the dribble, stops the right wing. Lobs it down to the low post. There's Theron Baum. Double team back to Anderson in the paint. Puts the jumper up. It's off the glass. No good. Goes over the back for the rebound, and a late whistle. They got her on it. Megan Anderson with the foul, and Kearney Catholic sets back on defense here. They'll put some pressure onto the backcourt. We'll see our first substitution as Jordan Nelson, a 5'11 junior, will come in and give Hansen a breather for the Lady Jays. 4-0 Seward, 6:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Tverdy over on the right wing. By the way, that loss to Pius was here on their home court, which made it hurt even more. So not used to losing at home. And right now they're out to a 4-0 lead as Zajana dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. So the first turnover of the ball game for Seward, and Kearney Catholic will get the basketball back. Goes Coach Tverdy before coming here, was at Gothenburg for quite a while. A lot of ties here at Seward from the western part of the state. Athletic director from Brady. Pick and roll, and Kearney Catholic again turns it over. Not moving well away from the ball, it seems, in the first 2 minutes here. Ball fake on the left wing up to Tverdy. Got herself set for the three. Jump shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. So the Stars fortunate that Seward has missed their first two threes all the way to the other end. Driving in, Mestel is fouled. Seward didn't like the call. They thought Taylor Seaman cleanly blocked her shot. First foul on Taylor, and the second foul here on Seward. It was a pretty good block. It just looked weird. And Mestel to shoot two free throws, trying to get the Stars on the board, and the first free throw crawls in. Bounced off the front of the rim twice before it found its home. And the Stars, 2.5 minutes to get on the board, although they have struggled out of the gate a couple of other times. And now Mestel crosses the free throw line. It didn't matter. She missed it anyway. So the second free throw is no good. 4-1 Seward, 5.5 to go here in the first quarter on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. Also on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The podcast of the game up immediately after the contest. Photos of the game up tomorrow, or maybe late tonight when we get back. So all kinds of items for you. As Seward works it into the corner, three-pointer on the way, and it is drained by Anna Schultz. And it's now 7-1 in favor of Seward. Baseball pass to the other end. And the ball deflected, they say, off Prasoski and out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic a turnover. Seward got a hand on it. but it deflected off the sophomore guard and right back to the Jays. The pressure really hasn't been a problem for either team. We haven't seen a steal or transition bucket in the backcourt yet. But a good start here for the Lady Jays as Sagina has it on the right wing. Back out between the circles. She'll go to Taverty. Swings it on the left side, staying outside the arc. Sagina at the high post. They like to pick that pivot foot up. 16-footer on the way, no good. Offensive rebound here for the Jays. Dancing around and then having it knocked out of bounds is Jordan Nelson. And the ball will belong to Seward underneath their own hoop. And here comes Hanson back into the ball game, and Nelson back out. So Coach Taverty hasn't went too deep on his bench yet. Neither have the Stars with their original five. Inbounds pass to Zagina, turns and gives it to Schultz 25 feet away. On the right side of the key, Taverty, who immediately uses the left-hand dribble to bring it out between the circles. Seward has been very patient. They're doing a great job here in the first part of the ball game. Taverty for three. It's nothing but net. And Kearney Catholic with their biggest deficit of the year. They're down 10-1 here at Seward. Krasoski brings the ball up the floor, hits the trailer, Sokolowski. Bailey falls down, but Therenbaum picked up the loose ball. Throws it far corner, Mestel, quick catch and shoot for three. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Sokolowski. She's fouled on the way back up. Shot won't go, but she will get two free throws. So Kearney Catholic has went nearly 4 minutes without a field goal. And they find themselves down 10-1. The foul was called on Taylor Seaman. That is her second, so she'll check out, and coming in is Abby Rummery. And the free throw up and in by Sokolowski, 10-2. Second free throw now for Bailey. On the way and in. Kearney Catholic trailing 10-3 now, all their points from the free throw line. Taverty working against Mestel, gives it up to Zagina. Tries to go in the middle. Anderson went for the steal, didn't get it. Numbers at the other end, but they kick it back to Taverty. Dribbles right elbow, puts the jumper up in traffic. It bounces off the rim and in. 7 points already for Hannah Taverty, and it is 12-3. Seward with the lead. Krasoski hounded in the backcourt by Rummery. Rummery, another senior, plenty of seniors on this Seward ball club. Krasoski to the free throw line, dumps it into the corner to Anderson, and right back out Sokolowski. Bailey looking inside, nothing there. Mestel now down low. There's Anderson. Catch and spin and shoot and score. Megan Anderson. That's what the Stars have been trying to do, and they finally get their first field goal of the game at the 3:36 mark here in the first quarter of the game for Kearney Catholic. 12-5, Seward by 7. Taverty dribbling out around midcourt. Fires it into the right-hand corner, right back out to Taverty. High post, Zagina. Dribbles once to the left and gives it off there to Seaman. Back to Zagina. Long three is off the heel, high in the air, and Anderson will grab the rebound. Boy, when Seward misses it, those are some pretty bouncy misses. They're going way up off the rim. Sokolowski across the timeline throws it up for grabs, and it's turned over. Kearney Catholic's fourth turnover. And then the backcourt, Seward gets it knocked away, and they lose it. So the Stars get a big break there because Messel stayed back, put some pressure on. Now coming in, Shayla Connor and Whitney Colling. And Coach Taverty sees that, so he's going to bring in Bailey Berry. He sees that there's some younger players in there. He's going to try and sub as well. Stars know they can't go the first five or six the whole game. Kearney Catholic ball there and bomb up top. Drives through the double team, missed the layup, took all the work to get there, and then couldn't quite finish. And the rebound brought down by Berry. Gives it off to Taverty. Long outlet pass, right-hand corner. There's Rumery back up top to Taverty, guarded by Colling. Whitney will have her hands full here against the All-Stater. Taverty redirecting traffic. Gets it over to Zagina. The ball stolen away. Sokolowski. Sokolowski ahead of the pack. Goes in for the jump stop. Lays it up and scores. Good decision by Bailey to come to the jump stop. Felt some pressure behind her. Thought she might get fouled. Zagina catches a pass. Barely saw it coming her way. 12-7. Seward leads it. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Nearly stolen away by Colling. Now 5-on-4. Taverty for three. It is no good. Long rebound comes out to the right wing to Rummery. Another chance here. Bounce pass inside, deflected by Therenbaum, and a turnover by Seward. So that's four apiece. And the Stars start to get their rhythm down to Therenbaum underneath. Spins and scores. First bucket for Therenbaum. And after being down by nine, the Kearney Catholic Stars have cut it to three at 12-9. A minute 50 to go. We figured you didn't want to get a big deficit early, and they did. So now they're working against an outstanding team from behind. On the right wing, a skip pass between two Seward Blue Jays. Zagina and Berry right into the Kearney Catholic bench, and Seward has turned it over on three straight possessions. Coach Tom Taverty telling his team, settle it down. They did such a good job in the first 4 minutes of the quarter of running the offense and being patient. As Colling hustles it up the floor with a left-hand dribble, has a defender on her right-hand hip, and reaching in to poke it out of bounds was Lindsay Plocky. And Kearney Catholic will take it out on their baseline. Far in the corner, not right underneath the hoop, Mestel to throw it in. Lobs it out top, Sokolowski has to leap to get it. Over to Colling, right-hand wing to Mestel, down to the low block there, and bomb bouncing off Zagina, puts up the one-hand turnaround jumper, no good. And the rebound brought down by Anna Schultz. I like Theron Baum's play so far tonight. She is not taking a backseat to anybody. And Zagina gets it across the timeline here. Nearly stepped out of bounds. Good tightrope back. Kicks it in the corner for the three. It is no good, and Theron Baum gets the rebound off the Schultz miss. Up the floor comes Kearney Catholic. So far, Seward is 2 out of 7 from three-point land. One by Schultz, one by Taverdi. Kearney Catholic holds the ball with 55 seconds through Theron Baum's hands. Nobody really saw the ball coming. Kearney Catholic turns it over. Taverdi pulls up at the free throw line. Her jumper rolling around, no good. Offensive rebound put back up, no good by Schultz. Ball kicked out of there. Colling dives on it. A foul will be called on Seward. That's just some good hustle, but Anna Schultz will be calling for the foul. Her first, the team's fourth. 12-9 Seward. 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Anderson back in, Theron Baum, who's been up and down the floor, and Mestel are going to sit down probably here for the final 41 seconds, give him a little extra breather before the start of the second quarter for Coach Petrie. And we have too many players on the floor right now. And Seward's Ashlyn Hansen, I thought she checked in, and then there was nobody to check in for, so they pull her back out. Nonetheless, Kearney Catholic has the ball down 3:40 seconds as Taverdi is on Whitney Colling. High screen set to give her a little room. Wrap around pass to the high post. Get it to Anderson. She's in the paint. Kicks it back out for Soski. Low pass. She handles it and drives. Kicks back out. Anderson, the lane is open. Megan starts to drive but stubbed her toe and travels with the basketball. That will be the sixth turnover now for Kearney Catholic. 12-9 Seward. 7 points for Hannah Taverdi. 24 seconds remaining here. More substitutions. Seward runs Anna Schultz back in the ball game. Taverdi, Zagina, all their scores right now. Also Siemens in there with Plocky. Seward has a chance to play for the last shot. Across the timeline, Siemens gives it off to Taverdi. 15 seconds between the circles. Prasoski comes out on her. Star spread of the 2-3 zone with Prasoski out on Taverdi. Drives left hand. 8 seconds. Top of the tee. Tries to push off. Nothing there. Pass knocked away by Sokolowski. Kearney Catholic to Colling. First shot at the buzzer. No! Missed the little jump stop. It was too hard off the glass. But Kearney Catholic gets the final 6 points of the first quarter. It's Seward 12 and Kearney Catholic 9. You're listening to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on ESPN Radio for our biggest girls game yet this year. It is Seward 12 and Kearney Catholic 9. The Stars will get the ball to start the second quarter, dump it into the backcourt to Prasoski right in front of us. They'll give it to Mestel, working against Taverdi. That's a great matchup tonight. Two outstanding athletes, dribbles left wing, gives it to Prasoski, quickly kicks it up top to Anderson. A lot of turnovers in the first quarter, but really nothing in the backcourt. 6 for Seward and 6 for Kearney Catholic. Trying that back cut. Sokolowski's pass is bounced away from Prasoski and punched out of bounds. Anna Taverdi has 7 to lead Seward. Bailey Sokolowski has 4 of the 9 for Kearney Catholic, who was 3 of 6 at the line. Seward was 2 of 2. 3-point shooting, Seward was 2 of 7. Inbounds pass, point-blank jumper over the defender, and Megan Anderson gets her second bucket, and the Stars have scored 8 in a row. It's 12 to 11, Seward by 1. 30 seconds into the quarter, into the right-hand corner, wide open for three, Anna Schultz, but it's not going to go. Offensive rebound, Zangina forces it up on the left hand and scores. Courtney Zangina got in there and snaps the 8-0 run by the Stars, 14-11 Jays. Rebounds in the first quarter, even at six, so pretty even ball game so far. As they lob it left wing, Theron Baum standing on the three-point line. Zangina on her. Theron drives off the contact and the window and scores. Theron Baum with 4 points in the basketball game. Nice move by Theron, and it's 14-13, a one-point game. Zangina brings it across the timeline. Be interested to see if either team takes the backcourt pressure off because it really isn't doing anything. That's hard to believe. That's how good it is defensively for both these teams, and it hasn't really created turnovers. Right side of the key with it is Seaman. Inside, Zangina got free. Eight-footer is up and in again. 6 points now for Courtney. And the Stars quickly get the ball in. Baseball pass is tipped. Prasoski has it taken away. And a pull-up three by Seaman, and it's good. That's a big five-point swing for the Seward Lady Jays. And now they're up by six, 19-13. Kearney Catholic used to that long outlet pass, and the sophomore that time was eager and had her pass tipped, and it went short. Stars with it again. Mestelov on the right side. Way out, 22 feet away. It's Theron Baum just holding the ball. Baseball pass over to a wide-open Mestel for the three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Sokolowski just throws it back up. No good. And then a foul on Zangina trying to get it the second time around. So Kearney Catholic just their second three of the game. And a couple of rebounds in there for Bailey Sokolowski. Zangina with her first personal foul. That's the fifth team foul on Seward. Two have been called on Kearney Catholic. They did not call it on the shot, so the Stars will take it out underneath their own hoop. Mestel will throw it in. Lobs it again to Anderson. They tried that earlier and scored. And Megan, this time's five-footer, rolls off the rim. No good. Zangina with her third rebound. So Stars know that there's going to be pressure, and they're about 50-50 on those inside shots here in the first half. 19-13 Seward, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Really expected it to be a low-scoring game. I can't imagine anybody getting to 50 tonight. Zangina tries to throw it up top, over the top of Schultz, but right into the hands of Taverdi. So a break there on the lucky bounce. Kick it right side. The jumper is up. Nelson, no good. So Golowski will bring down her fourth rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Long outlet past it there and bomb. Numbers aren't there, but a foul called on Bailey Berry. She didn't want to give up the layup and just wasn't in position to get her feet set. That'll be the first on Berry and the sixth team foul on Seward. Stars to throw it in, and they'll go up top to Theron Baum. Fakes the three, backs in on Zangina, kicks it back out. Prasoski drives the right side of the key and pick in the pocket. Bailey Berry, nice play there. Berry up the floor, one on two, and Sokolowski swats it right back to her, and she's out of bounds when she catches it. So a nice play by Bailey Sokolowski, and the ball belongs to Kearney Catholic. You're seeing two very good basketball teams make some very nice athletic plays here. There is no doubt Kearney Catholic starters will see more time in this game than they have at any point today. Coach Petrie really hasn't went too deep on the bench. We've seen seven players. Seward has used eight, I believe, maybe nine in this basketball game. Colley is back in for the Stars, and she'll push it up on the right side, and when she stops, she walks. Three turnovers in the quarter for Kearney Catholic, none for Seward. Exactly 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No one's called a timeout. Earlier tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, the Amherst girls defeated Gibbon 52-30. Amherst picking up the win. The Amherst and Gibbon boys game just about ready to get underway on Classic Hits 98.9. Sandy Creek and Blue Hill on the breeze 94.5. And, of course, all our games at FlatRiverPreps.com. Seward forces it inside to Seaman. Kicked it out to Taverdi. Back to Seaman for the three. That's O'Kearney Catholic. Down nine, cut it to one. Now they're down nine again, 22-13. Right-hand corner, Theron Baum. Not going to drive the baseline, kick it out to Mestel. Inside to Sokolowski. Huge contact, no foul called. Something should have been called. The shot's no good. Pulled down there by Zangina. Now they're going to call a walk on Taverdi with the bunny hop three at the other end. That was a pretty good collision between Sokolowski and Zangina at the other end. But no whistle, and both teams end up with a turnover as a walk called on Seward, their first turnover of the quarter. And now the ball dribbled off the foot of Colling, but Anderson happened to be right there at the baseline to pick it up and save it. High post, Sokolowski backing down gives it to Anderson. 10-footer left wing off the rim. It will not go. Cold shooting so far for the Stars, and Zagina gets the rebound. Chance to go up double digits here for the Jays. Tverdi, very long three. That one will not go. Backside rebound to Bailey Sokolowski, her fifth of the ball game. Stars need a bucket, though. They haven't scored in 3 minutes. A couple of long droughts so far in the game. Sokolowski up top. Gives it over to Theron Baum. Off the screen, good switch. Back to Bailey, open three on the way, and it spins out all the way around and out. Rebound, Zagina, her fifth. Zagina down the middle of the floor to the free throw line and lost the handle. Goes right to Sokolowski. Thought she had a teammate, didn't, and Kearney Catholic is going to call the first timeout of the basketball game. 3:27 to go here in the first half. Seward 22, Kearney Catholic 13. We'll be right back.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
22-13 Seward, timeout, second quarter with 3:27 to go. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout now for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available on West 39th Street in Kearney, and anytime you're at the concession stand at Kearney Catholic. Stars trying to find a way to get some offense going here. They have had trouble starting in the first quarter, then got a couple of quick buckets in the second quarter, but have went over 3 minutes without scoring, and Seward threw in a couple of threes. And they're now up 22-13, and Colling bringing the ball up the floor is going to be hounded by Rummery, and Abby reaches in and commits the foul. Her first, but it is the team's seventh, and so Colling, 28 feet away from the hoop, will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Stars will have to shoot free throws good and probably better than they have shot them throughout the season. They are just a 61% free throw shooting team. And Colling, front end of the 1-1, nothing but net. Whitney's first point of the basketball game. And that snaps the 7-0 run by the Jays. Second free throw coming up. Colling fires and hits them both. So Whitney with a couple of free throws here for the Stars to cut the deficit to 7. 22-15, Seward. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will tell you what has happened so far in the ball game, preview what's coming up the rest of the weekend. First half stats and more. And the ball knocked away by Colling. Shayla Connor picked it up at midcourt, had a two-gal game going as Zagina tried to get it over to Verdi, the steal made. Stars need to get some points out of this. Mestel up between the circle to Verdi right on her in the Seward man-to-man bounce pass into the lane. It's stolen away. Steal made by Barry. Barry outlet pass in the front court. Two on two, and Colling gets back to slap the last pass away and save what would have been a Zagina layup. Kearney Catholic has made numerous turnovers trying to get the ball into the paint. That is 11 turnovers on Kearney Catholic. Seward to throw it in underneath their own hoop. Toss it out top to Schultz. Anna on the left wing gives it to Tverdi, who dribbles it out between the circles. Kearney Catholic has stayed in the zone most of the way. Tverdi working on Colling, penetrates, and then kicks it out to Zagina. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter, 22-15 Seward. Tverdi, pass goes behind Plocky and out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for Seward. They started to turn it over in that first quarter. Kearney Catholic started to get some points. They're turning it over here in the second quarter. Stars not really getting the points. Full court pressure on. Stars with some trouble. They get it in late, but they do get it to Messel. It was close to the five-second count. Michaela brings it up on Tverdi. Stops at the left elbow. Goes to the right elbow to Theron Baum on Zagina. Tries to back her in with the dribble. And is stopped. Forces it into Sokolowski. Ooh, got tripped up and out of bounds it goes to Kearney Catholic. Seward doesn't like the call. I think that's one of those where they didn't call the foul, so they gave Kearney Catholic the ball. Kearney Catholic will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And Michaela Vestal will throw it in. Stars with a different look here on the inbound. Sokolowski cuts. She's covered. They got a ball outside the arc to Theron Baum. Lobs it into Bailey. Left-hand layup. It's up again. They're not layups. There's somebody on them every single time, but they're 3-4-footers. And it's 22-17. Sokolowski cuts it to 5. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. And Seward now has went a couple minutes without scoring. Tverdi gets across the timeline. Fires it into the corner to Plocky. Lindsay to the high post. There's Zagina. Backs up for the 3. Almost banked in. Rebound brought down by Sokolowski. She's got a game-high 6. Couple of dribbles and then looks for Michaela Mestel and finds her. Stars trying to close the second quarter on a run. They've got the post up there and Baum gets Zagina in the air, high off the glass, rolling around. It won't go, and then Theron fouls trying to get the ball back. She doesn't like it. Dribbles the ball hard a couple of times. Seward fan wants a technical. You don't call technicals at that point. They wouldn't want it the other way, but Theron Baum is called for her second foul. I think she believes that she was fouled on the shot, but didn't get the job done. Didn't get the call. So back over to Seward and Tverdi to throw it in. 1:30 to go here in the first half. It's 22-17 Seward. Kearney Catholic's been behind the whole way by 9 on a couple of occasions. Plocky in the right-hand corner. Quick 3, and it's good. Lindsay Plocky hits the 5th 3 of the half here for Seward, and they're back up by 8 as Mestel pushes the ball up the floor, trying to get it one-on-one. Anderson now down low, but they keep missing them. They're getting the 5-footers, but the Stars keep missing them, and Zagina gets it down. It seems like they're shooting it too quick. They get that one-on-one that they've wanted. It's obvious that's what they want to do, is get the one-on-one down low, use their height, but they've missed numerous shots inside. They're contested, but they keep missing them. Zagina up top, 50 seconds to go. Stars need a stop in the corner to Plocky. Another 3 on the way, and it's good. Well, this is not the way the Stars wanted the half to end. They could have made it a one-possession game, and now they're down 11. 28-17, Seward. Krasoski up the floor. Off to Sokolowski. Attacks the right baseline, and the runner finally goes in. 8 for Bailey. Still a half minute to go here. Let's see if Seward holds for one. That's what Coach Tom Tverdi tells his team. 28-19, Seward, 20 seconds to go, and Kearney Catholic fouls out at midcourt. No big deal, because that's their 4th team foul, so no free throws in the near future here. It's on for Prasoski, her first, and now Whitney Colling will check in. Zagina to throw it in, just on the front court side of half court. 19 seconds remain here in the first half. A 9-point lead for Seward. They'll toss it to the backcourt to Hannah Tverdi. He's just going to dribble out some time here. They're playing for the last shot across the timeline, calling on her. Spin move. 8 seconds to go. Tverdi trying to shake Colling over to Zagina. Zagina double team, puts up an off-balance jumper and nails it from 15 feet. Stars did not get the double team on Zagina, and she gets her 8th point of the first half. And Seward goes into the halftime locker room equaling their largest lead of the ball game. It is Seward 30 and the undefeated Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 19. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats and more right after this on ESPN Radio.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to Seward High School for Thursday night basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Along with our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, and it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Also, a big hello to those listening online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And for Seward, they were quiet for the middle portion of the second quarter, but started well and then scored 8 points in the last 2 minutes of the half to take the lead from 5 up to 11. It is Seward 30 and Kearney Catholic 19, the lowest first half output for the Lady Stars this season. So it seems like they're playing even with Seward, but they're not getting threes up. I mean, 6 made threes for Seward, none for Kearney Catholic, so there's an 18-point differential. And Kearney Catholic is starting to miss a lot down on the low block. They're spreading the floor. Seward is content with manning up, playing one-on-one, and seeing if Kearney Catholic can score on them one-on-one. And they did a couple of times with Sokolowski and Theron Baum, but over the last couple of minutes, they missed numerous inside shots, 6 feet and in, and that allows Seward to be up here by 11 at halftime. Also, Blue Hill and Sandy Creek are currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Amherst and Seward are playing on Classic Hits, 98.9, and in the girls' game earlier tonight, it was Amherst 52 and Gibbon 30, the boys' game currently going on right now. Again, here at the half, it is Seward 30 and Kearney Catholic 19. We will let you know that we've got more basketball coming up here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. We'll talk about that and give you the first half stats after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Don't forget, coming up tomorrow and Saturday here on ESPN, it's Kearney High Basketball. The Bearcats are at Lincoln Southeast tomorrow, and we'll host Fremont on Saturday. And we'll have both of those for you here on ESPN. On Classic Hits 98.9, the Kearney Catholic girls, it doesn't get any easier tomorrow. They will host undefeated Pierce, ranked fourth in Class C1. So, yes, their two toughest games, it would seem, of the season are on back-to-back nights. And we'll have that for you at 7:30 tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9. And then the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament from Gibbon, Saturday afternoon. The finals will get underway at approximately 2 o'clock, and we'll have all that action for you as well. Again, here at the half, it is Seward 30 and Kearney Catholic 19. Let's take a look at the first half stats. First of all, for the Stars, Michaela Mestel, 1 point, one rebound. She shot a couple of threes, but that's about it. Whitney Colling has hit 2 free throws, and she has 1 rebound. Theron Baum, 4 points and a rebound. Bailey Sokolowski leading the way for the Stars tonight, 8 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. And Megan Anderson has 4 points and 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first quarter, and 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter, and 5 in the second. Foul situation, Baum is the only one with two. Kearney Catholic, 9 points in the first, 10 in the second at the half, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 11 turnovers for the 15-0 Stars. We'll come back and look at the final or first half numbers for Seward right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Back into the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half stats for the Seward Lady Jays. Hannah Taverdi, 7 points all in the first quarter. Lindsay Plocky and Taylor Seaman each have 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Bailey Berry a rebound, Abby Rumery a rebound. Anna Schultz has hit a 3-pointer for her total. She has 2 rebounds. Jordan Nelson a rebound. And Courtney Zangina, 8 points, 6 rebounds. The rebounding total is identical, according to my book. 6 of the first, 5 of the second, just like Kearney Catholic. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line once, 2 of 2. But three-point shooting, as we said, Seward shoots more threes on the year than they do two-pointers. They were 2 of 7 in the first quarter, but 4 of 7 in the second quarter. Turnover, 6 of the first, 4 in the second. Foul situation, Taylor Seaman, the only player with 2. Seward had 12 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, and at the half, the Lady Jays, 30 points, 11 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from three-point land, and 10 turnovers. At the half, Seward 30 and Kearney Catholic 19. At the end of 1 in boys basketball, Gibbon 27 and Amherst 12 on Classic Hits, 98.9. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Well, let's see if Kearney Catholic can make a few more buckets here in the second half. That is their problem in the first half. They need to make a couple more. Seward needs to miss a couple of more threes, but Seward gets the first chance here in the third quarter. They lead it by a score of 30-19. Largest lead of the game, largest deficit of the season, obviously, for the undefeated Stars. Working around the perimeter. Take a look inside, but nothing there. Actually, they're spreading the floor even more than they did in the first half. Ball fake by Seaman. Gets it down low. Turnaround jumper blocked. Sokolowski also takes it away. Bailey with the block and takeaway. And here comes Prasoski up the floor. Just can't get inside right now with the guards. Theron Baum in the right-hand corner. Tries to get it to Mestel, but Mestel really being worked over by Taverdi. Lobs it inside. Good lob into Sokolowski. Turns, runs right into the defender, though. The ball's loose. She'll pick it up and give it to Megan Anderson. Good defense by Hanson. Anderson to the paint. It's blocked by Zagina. And here comes Seward, so each team with a block shot to start this second half. Long three, right wing, it's up and it is in. Taylor Seaman with her third three. That's three straight threes, and Seward is now up by 14, and Kearney Catholic may have to adjust their defense. They were worried about Zagina and Taverdi, but they only have 1-3 between them. Anderson kicks it right wing. Theron Baum for three. In and out, no good. Anderson the rebound and missed another one inside. The rebound brought down by Zagina. And Kearney Catholic is going to have to start making those in the paint. That is the story of the game right now. Locky down on the low block, right back out. Ball kicked out of bounds by Sokolowski. Again, the amazing thing is we thought coming into the ball game it would be the full court pressure by Seward and maybe Kearney Catholic, but by Seward, and they haven't caused the Stars any problems in the backcourt. It's been all in the half-court offense. And it's 33-19 Seward, the four-time defending champions, taking this challenge seriously tonight, and they've hit seven threes. But as all the Seward fans say, we don't make our threes, we don't win. As Zagina drives, free throw line jumper up and in, and she's got 10. Not the start the Stars wanted. It is 35-19, 16-point deficit. Theron Baum up top, right corner. They'll get it to Anderson. Stars have not been able to run and gun this evening. Mestel off the screen. Can't get the shot away. The screens are not solid enough. Seward keeps coming off of them. Over on the wing, Mestel. On the weak side against Taverdi. Little pick and roll, but the pass goes out wide to Theron Baum. Dribbles in on Zagina. Takes her to the rack. Puts up the wide shot off the glass and in. That might be what we see more and more of as the game progresses. And the Stars get their first bucket of the second half. 35-21 Seward. Baum has had some pretty good success against Zagina, the 6'2 senior who's headed to Northern Colorado. Ball belongs to Seward, thrown over the top of the Stars' pressure. Driving in Zagina. And we're going to get a foul called here. And let's see if this is on Baum, because if it is, it's her third, and the Stars can't afford to have her in foul trouble. She's been one of the two players doing something tonight, but it's her third. And the first foul of the half. Seward ball out on the wing on the inbounds pass. They'll get it to Seaman. Out top, Zagina. Taverdi's been quiet since the first quarter. Trying to force it inside. Theron Baum knocks it away, but Seward picks it up. Taverdi, one dribble back in the corner to Seaman. Taylor has been a wrecker today, and now Taverdi open, doesn't take the three. Schultz will, and in. Oh, my goodness. It's time for a hard foul for Kearney Catholic as Schultz hits the three. And that is four in a row, and a foul out front called on Anna Schultz. That'll be her second personal foul, first foul of the half on Seward. Schultz now with six in the ball game. Steeman with nine, Plocky with six, and they're all via the three-pointer. 38-21, Seward is in command. 4:50 to go in the third quarter, a lot of game, but Stars are starting to get too far behind against one of the best teams in the state. High post, Theron Baum spins, faces the hoop, now backs in on Zagina, draws the double team, throws up a wild shot, and ripping the rebound down is going to be Jordan Nelson. Megan Anderson ended up on the floor, no call, and Zagina the other way. We've seen that on both ends. Nelson got away with a walk out to Zagina for the three off the front of the rim and in. This is incredible. That is five consecutive threes that have went in for Seward. Kearney Catholic's got to get nasty here. They're down by 20. They're not having their best night, and a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. Seward shooting lights out. Kearney Catholic can't make anything, and that's why it's 41-21 Seward with 4:12 to go here in the third quarter of play. We're back on ESPN Radio right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, Doug Duda back with you here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Stars trail here at Seward 41-21. Whitney Colling comes in, takes it right to the rack down the lane, and another layup is missed. Zagina brings down the rebound, and it's almost comical. All the missed shots by Kearney Catholic. I know it's not to them, as Zagina brings it in, forces it up. The ball knocked away by Sokolowski. Colling will pick up the loose ball, and she's trapped in the backcourt, needs some help. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball across the timeline here with Sokolowski, stops and gives it to Colling. Connor's in there, Mestel's in there, Colling comes in again, and they're trying to use her speed now, and she draws the foul before she can get to the hoop. It's on Abby Roomery, who just came in during the timeout. That'll be her second. So Connor, Colling, Baum, Sokolowski, Mestel on the floor for the Stars. Inbounds pass up top to Theron for the three, can't get it to go. Ball goes off a foot and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Stars. Kearney Catholic 0 of 5 from three-point land, and Seward is 9 of 17, including making their last five. Again, the Stars lobbing it up top on their inbound, try to force it down to Colling. Somehow it got to her, out to Theron, fakes the three. Bomb backs in, left-handed spin move, another miss. Rebound brought down by Shayla Connor, drives in Sokolowski, draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Bailey, who had a team-high 8 points in the first half. And the foul called on Zagina, her second. Sokolowski to the line for the second time here this evening. And the first free throw is up, and it's in and out, no good. Checking back in for Seward is going to be Anna Schultz. So she's in there with Lindsay Plocky, Zagina, Taverdi, and Seaman. Second free throw by Sokolowski, and that one is good. So Bailey now 3 of 4 at the line, 9 points. But it's 41-22 Seward here on ESPN Radio. It was 22-17, 2 minutes to go before halftime. And since then, a 19-5 run by Seward. And they turn it over. It goes through Seaman's hands. Connor with the outlet pass to Mestel one-on-one, and shoving her all the way is going to be Taylor Seaman. And before Mestel can get a shot attempt, the foul is called. Her third, team's fourth. And Bailey Berry will check in for Taylor Seaman. 3:07 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 3 points in the quarter. Mestel to throw it in. Bounce pass to the high post. Theron Baum draws the double team, throws it over Sokolowski. The ball's loose, and it's picked up by Anna Schultz. First turnover of the half for Kearney Catholic. Zagina, top of the circle. Weird thing is, when does Coach Petrie, if they can't make a move here, start thinking about tomorrow? Sokolowski taken to the hole by Taverdi, and Bailey will foul her. That'll be the first on Sokolowski, second of the half. Taverdi, all 7 of her points in the first quarter, where she made a couple of free throws. But again, tomorrow, Kearney Catholic hosts undefeated Pierce at home. So you got the bus trip home, you got school tomorrow, you take on an undefeated team. This game doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's a great test as Taverdi misses the free throw, but if you're down 19 in the fourth quarter, we'll see how long he plays his starters. Second free throw now for Taverdi. It's on the way and missed them both, but the rebound brought down by Seward, and Coach Petrie is not going to like that except the travel after Jordan Nelson grabbed it. Don't want to be outworked, out-hustled, even though they're down 41-22 as Anna Schultz comes back again. So the Stars in unfamiliar territory right now. As Sokolowski gets the pressure, we'll get it into Whitney Colling. Gets by her defender, Barry, brings it all the way up the floor, kicks it out to Megan Anderson. Can't get the three. The big gals don't really shoot the threes outside of Sokolowski. Mestel forces the jumper, no good. Anderson is tied up inside with Nelson. And a foul call. Let's see who got the foul. It's going to go on Seward. Jordan Nelson, her first. And Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop. Looking for some points. Needs something to get them going here. Mestel to throw it in. Stack the left side of the lane. Looking. Bounce pass to the cutter. Connor got underneath and scored and drew the foul. Everybody's looking for the scores. And Connor slashes in there for her first bucket. Had a chance at a three-point play. About the only way the Stars could get back into this is to hit a lot of free throws, and 6 fouls already in the half on Seward. That's the second. On Anna Schultz, it's her third as they update the board. And a chance to complete the three-point play here for Shayla Connor. It's up. It's good. Stars are going to need them all from here on out. 41-25, Seward by 16. 2.5 to go here in the basketball game's third quarter. Tverdy across the timeline. Working on Mestel. Switches off Anderson. Kearney Catholic playing maybe some man here. Tverdy sees that. Works, drives into the corner. Another three-pointer they cannot miss. Lindsay Plocky, that is six consecutive made three-pointers. Dating back to the first half. Mestel a three at the other end. No good. Anderson gets the rebound. She'll power it back up. No good. And she hits the floor and a foul on Seward. And Anderson will go to the line to shoot the one and one, because that is the seventh team foul. Foul goes on Jordan Nelson, her second. And we are into the one and one with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter for Megan Anderson. First trip to the line, 4 points, five rebounds for Megan. Kearney Catholic currently is 7 of 11 at the line. And Anderson with the free throw. It is up, and it bounces in. So the bonus coming up here for Megan. 44-26 Seward. They have made 10 three-pointers in the game, including their last six. Second free throw, Anderson, good. And it is 44-27. Seward will bring the ball up. Kearney Catholic kind of really token pressure here. No reason to really work on Tverdy until she gets into the front court. She's kind of getting them away all the time. Here's Jordan Nelson. When do you call the moving screen? Back up top, Zagina. Zagina looking inside. Off the screen. Backs up. Can't get the three. Nice pick and roll into Nelson, and the layup is there. That's what Kearney Catholic's been trying to do all game, and Seward shows them how right there. Anderson fires it in. Against the pressure, calling, and up the floor she comes. In front of the Seward bench, in front of the Kearney Catholic bench, all the way in, and draws the blocking foul. Well, this is what we talked about in the pregame. If the Stars can break the press, they can attack the hoop, and Seward really doesn't know what to do. They just keep committing fouls. And Whitney Colling, who's only 2 points are from the line, will shoot to Lindsay Plocky with her first foul. And the free throw by Colling is no good. In for Kearney Catholic, Theron Baum, Allie Prasoski. And in for Seward is going to be Anna Schultz. Tomorrow, Kearney High at Lincoln Southeast. Saturday, Fremont at Kearney here on ESPN Radio. As we bring you the doubleheaders, Kearney Catholic hosting Pierce tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. Colling, second free throw is up and good. 46-28, Seward. 1:25 to go, third quarter. Pressure in the backcourt. Tverdy working on Colling. Colling goes for the steal, fell down. Now Tverdy goes by her, has numbers, kicks it out to the wing. Here's another three-pointer. Finally missed one. Ball is loose in the lane. Nelson fighting for it, and we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. That missed three snaps a streak of six in a row by Seward. 1:09 to go here in the third quarter. And Seward will put some pressure on. Subbing in is Abby Rumery again. And Rumery checks into the ball game as Colling pushes the ball up the floor on Rumery. Stops at the right elbow. Looks back out for Prasoski, who has not been involved in the offense tonight. Out to Colling. Bounce pass, low block. They double-team Theron Baum. Tries to pass it out. Does to Sokolowski. She drives in and scores. Little contact, but probably a good no-call. 11 for Sokolowski. 46-30, 45 seconds to go. Stars trying to amp up the defense. They know they've got to roll the dice and gamble here a little bit. Tverdy handling the ball between the circles. They'd like to play for the last shot. Calling out on her, forcing a five-second count. And then a foul called on Whitney Colling. Kearney Catholic was hoping it was going to be a five-second call, but a real touch foul there on Colling against one of the best guards in the state, Hannah Tverdy. She'll check out Mestel back in. 31 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 46-30 Seward. It was 10-1 out of the gate Seward, but the Stars cut it to 12-9 and eventually 14-13, and then the wheels came off. Seward up by as much as 20 as they dump it into the backcourt to waste some time. 25 seconds to go as Tverdy dribbles the basketball. Gibbon 41, Amherst 19, boys halftime score. Thought that would be a little closer. Amherst having trouble scoring on Classic Hits 98-9. 14 seconds to go. Tverdy keeps working to get away from Mestel. Dumps it to the left-hand corner to Schultz. Back to Hannah. Long three is on the way. It is no good. Fight for the loose ball. Prasoski rips it out of there, but they call a jump, and that means Seward's going to get it. And Anna Schultz might have got clocked in the noggin there. Seward with 3.8 here to go. We'll get a chance at a look for an inbounds. And checking in, Taylor Seaman, and checking out, Anna Schultz, as they take a look at her. So Kearney Catholic needs to get a good defense here. Let's see if they go inside or shoot the three. Zagina running around, Taverdi to throw it in. Looking all the way out top to half court. Zagina, they double team her. She walked with the basketball with 0.8 seconds to go as Mestel and Fusaski collapsed on her. 14th Seward turnover. And Seward is going to sub in here. Try and give their starters an extra second of rest. See if Kearney Catholic even can get a throw-up shot here. Coach Taverdi says, let them shoot a half quarter. I don't want any problems. So Mestel probably going to throw it up from three-quarters court. Grabs it, one dribble on the way, and it is short, and we are at the end of three quarters. It is Class B second-ranked Seward leading Class C1 top-ranked Kearney Catholic 46-30. We'll head to the fourth quarter in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, we told you Seward shoots threes, and tonight they're 50% from the three-point line, 10 of 20 in the basketball game, and they've only been to the free-throw line twice. That was Taverdi both times. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, but they are going to have to make an epic run here. They're down 46-30 to the Seward Lady Jays. Kearney Catholic to Fehrenbaum, right baseline. Used her dribble up. Zagina hit it right back at her, and she stepped out of bounds. Second turnover of the half, 13th of the game for Kearney Catholic. Seward has 14. Zagina has 13 points to lead the way for Seward. And for Kearney Catholic, it's Bailey Sokolowski with 11 points in the game. And Seward now with the basketball. Just looking to play smart here in the final 8 minutes, and they'll go to 11-3 and hand the Stars their first loss of the season. With it is Seaman over to Taverdi, brings it to the high post, Zagina. Zagina, spin move in the paint, goes with a left-hand dribble, puts it up off the glass and scores. 15 for Courtney Zagina. And it's 48-30. Up the floor, Mestel. Mestel leaves it behind for Anderson. Megan back up top, Sokolowski. Between the circles, one dribble on the wing to Anderson. Back out to Fehrenbaum, guarded by Zagina in the man-to-man, the Seward stayed in that all game long. Down on the low post, there's Anderson with the left-hand spins. And are you kidding me? It didn't go in. Then another miss underneath by Fehrenbaum. Now a fight for the loose ball. And we finally get a whistle as Jordan Nelson gets the rebound. I don't keep the misses, but that could be 20 misses inside 6 feet for Kearney Catholic tonight. It is incredible. And not all on double teams or being hung on either. You can see what the game plan was tonight, and it's just not working out as Fehrenbaum gets her fourth personal foul, and she'll come to the bench. Calling in there, Prosaski, the other starters, plus calling. 48-30, Seward with the ball, Taverdi at the top of the key, kicks it out on the wing, looking for another three, but not taking it as Barry. Over to Seaman, finds the middle of the lane, drives, and the scoop shot is up and in. 11 for Taylor Seaman, 50-30. Mestel tries to beat everybody back, misses the layup. That's the game right there in that last drive. Layup at the other end, both sides had a layup. Kearney Catholic missed it. Rebound to Collins. She is tied up underneath. And I believe that might have been Plocky that was in there. And the arrow points the way of Seward. 6.5 to go. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports post-game show. Final stats. We'll talk with Coach Rick Petrie. on what looks like will be their first loss of the year. Taverni in the corner to Plocky. Up top to Zagina. Zagina, long three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Megan Anderson. So after making six in a row, the Jays have missed three in a row. Prasoski stops at the arc, gives it to Sokolowski, has some room. Bounce pass to the low block. Anderson working on Zagina. Kicks it back out top to Mestel. Drives and kicks it left corner to Whitney Colling. Colling puts the ball on the floor, and she's fouled as she takes it into the lane by Bailey Berry. Well, Seward does foul a lot. That's their ninth foul of the half. And at the line will be Whitney Colling. 3 of 4, and that is her total points for the evening. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you here from Seward. I want to thank all the fine folks here in Blue Jay Land for their hospitality and allowing us to bring you the game tonight. And the free throw is no good. Kearney Catholic 10 of 15 through three quarters, and Seward 2 of 4 from the line. Shayla Connor in and Prasoski out for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw, Whitney Colling, and that one is good. 4 points now for Whitney. First point of the fourth quarter for the Stars. 50 to 31, Seward. Didn't think we'd see 50 tonight, but the hot shooting 10 threes for Seward. You can get there a lot easier. Taverni dribbling out around the top. Now sees a lane, drives, foul, Connor. First on Shayla. And Hannah Taverni, the only player at the free throw line of the game this evening for Seward, will go back again. 2 of 4, all 7 of her points in the first quarter. Hadn't scored since then. Hadn't needed to. Free throw up and in. So Kearney Catholic has slowed Taverni down, but it's been Plocky and Seaman and even Anna Schultz that have burnt them from the outside. They have 8 of those 10 threes. Second free throw also good. Anna Taverni now with 9 and the biggest lead of the night, 21 points for the Seward Lady Jays, 52 to 31. Connor skip pass up top to Colling. Colling looking inside of the high post. Sokolowski wanted the give and go. It's covered. Seward's defense solid. Trying to lob it in. There's Bailey again in the paint. Doesn't take the shot. Instead gives it out for a three, but Whitney Colling is too strong. Stars 0 of 7. Rebound by Mestel, whose reverse layup is up and in. That's the first bucket of the game for Michaela Mestel, one of the two leading scorers for Kearney Catholic. 52 to 33. 5 minutes to go. Seward with the ball. Taverni got the crossover, drives in. Mestel left her feet and called for the foul. First foul on Michaela, and Taverni goes back to the line. So at one point, the fouls were 8-2. Now they're 9-6. And Taverni just drained two. And the first free throw on the way by Taverni, and that's good. 10 points now for Hannah. And the second free throw coming up after Theron Baum checks into the ball game. On the way, and it is good. So Taverni makes 4 in a row here in the fourth quarter. 54-33 Seward. Colling up the floor with a left-hand dribble. Working on Berry. Top of the circle to Theron Baum in with the 4 fouls, but it doesn't matter now. They need her. Mestel gets the cross up, drives, and a blocking foul going to be called on Seward. Kearney Catholic has wanted to get it inside all night. They just have not scored. And the foul is on Zagina. That'll be her third. If that's where they called it. No, they called it on Plocky, her second. 2 free throws for Mestel. And the first one is up and in. Michaela now 2 of 3 at the line. Second free throw coming up here. For the 5-6 senior, this will be the first loss for these seniors all year. Undefeated in volleyball, and we're undefeated tonight, coming into tonight, in basketball. So 36 in volleyball, 15 in basketball. That's 51 in a row. Not too bad. And Seward showing why they have won 4 consecutive Class B state championships, and they'll battle again. Pretty easy district for them, and they'll be back to Lincoln looking for 5 in a row. This time they won't be undefeated. Taverni drives, gets the foul. All of a sudden, Hannah's driving. They're not shooting the threes. She wasn't doing that for most of the game, and she's fouled again. So Golowski with her second foul. And the first free throw for Taverni. It's up, and it's short that time. Hannah 6 of 9 at the line currently with 11 points. Second free throw now for Taverni. On the way, and it is good. 55-35, Lady James. They have led the whole way. They were up by 12 at the half. Kearney Catholic didn't get much closer. Mestel, lane open, so she'll drive and score. Six in a row for Michaela Mestel. 55-37. Pressure in the backcourt, but Tverde just too good. They always have somebody back there to put a screen up just in case she gets in trouble. Zagina on the right side of the key. Working on Sokolowski. Backs her into the lane. Her pass knocked away by Theron Baum and picked back up there. Good save by Schultz of Seward. 4 minutes to go. 55-37 Seward. Seward actually going to have one of their highest offensive outputs of the year because of all these threes. Back up three, and it is in and out for Tverde, but an offensive rebound by Zagina. She forces it up, and they're going to say it's blocked out of bounds, apparently, by Theron Baum. Zagina now with her ninth rebound of the game. Seward throws it in on the left wing to Schultz. Look back at Tverde, covered. So Zagina will try the three, and it's good. The 11th of the game for the Jays. The first of the game for Zagina. She's got a game-high 18 points. 58-37. Stars get it into Connor. Left side of the key over to Colling. Nice move. Tries to paint, but there's Zagina with about a foot on Whitney and blocks it out of bounds. That'll be the second block for Zagina, listed at 6'2", Whitney at 5'5". Good backside defensive help there by the Jays. And Kearney Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. Colling to throw it in. Bounce pass to Theron. Baum double dribbled. Second turnover of the quarter, and that hasn't been the problem for Kearney Catholic. That's only three in the half and 15 in the game. A couple of block shots that were taken away from them as well. They just have not been able to shoot the ball tonight. Zagina, free throw line, pulls up, takes the jumper. It's an air ball, and it is saved into Prasoski. But Prasoski apparently was standing out of bounds. Tverde flicked it in. I guess Prasoski was standing out of bounds. Here comes Morgan Studi into the ball game, and I think we're going to start seeing Coach Rick Petrie clear the bench a little bit here. A little bit at a time, this game is no longer in doubt and really hasn't been the whole second half. And a big game tomorrow for the Stars. Seward has Aurora coming in for a doubleheader tomorrow. Tverde working on Prasoski. Prasoski, Studi, Mestel, Sokolowski, and Theron Baum. 2:45 to go, and it's 58-37 Seward. Bounce pass Zagina. One dribble, two dribbles back out top of the key. And being very patient again here, the Blue Jays working around the perimeter. Skip pass back outside to Taylor Seaman. Doesn't take the three. Zagina in the paint, working on Theron Baum with those four fouls, and that's it for Theron. Kind of stuck the knee out there and is going to be called for the hook, and Theron Baum has fouled out of the ball game. Nope. They're going to say it was on Mestel coming down and grabbed her arm. Second on Mestel. And at the line, Zagina to shoot two. Her first free throw is up and in. She's the first player outside of Hannah Tverde to shoot a free throw tonight. 19 going for 20 right here. And it is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum, just her third of the ball game. To Prasoski down the middle of the floor, trying to stay away from the Seward defense, which has been pretty awesome tonight. Baum in the high post. Got Zagina in the air. Then she probably walked, but missed the shot anyway, and Zagina gets her 10th board for the double-double. Outlet pass for a wide-open three, Taylor Seaman. That one is a little short. Rebound comes down to Baum again, and Kearney Catholic possesses it with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up. Keep it here on ESPN Radio. Prasoski between the circles over to Theron Baum. Off the screen, look for a long three. Now the lane is open, and Zagina will foul her as she takes it to the hoop. Two free throws coming up here for Theron Baum. Nope. Well, they keep calling it on the second person here. It's on Taylor Seaman. That's her fourth. And Baum goes to the line. She missed a couple in the first quarter. 6 points tonight for Theron. And the first free throw up. And right now, Kearney Catholic just trying to make the score look a little bit better. Mestel checks out. And checking in is going to be Whitney Colling. And now Seward coach Tom Tverde starts to clear his bench. The starters are coming out. Aubrey Dewar checks in. Also back in is Abby Rummery with 1:40 to go and a 59-38 lead for Seward. Kearney Catholic brings Maddie Squires in. Waiting to check in is Shayla Connor for Theron Baum. And it looks like finally we're ready to shoot some free throws. Second free throw now for Theron. On the way, and it is good. And Theron's night is done. 8 points, four rebounds, and one block shot. 59-39 Seward. And still checking people into the ball game. Here come the Lady Jays with Rebecca Krause. Krause checks in, and we're ready to play some basketball. Up the floor with it will be Taylor Seaman. She stayed in the ball game, one of the five starters. Looks for Dewar, now spins to the right side, keeps the dribble. Nearly double dribbled there, but hands it off to Rummery. Rummery kicks it into the corner for yet another three. Bailey Berry, that time it's no good. And the rebound will come down to Bailey Sokolowski. She had six in the first half. That's her first of the second half. Studi gives it off to Colling. Kicks it out to Maddie Squires for three. Still no one has made one for Kearney Catholic. Long rebound run down by Studi, though. Gives it to Connor. Now entry pass to Sokolowski, who walked with the basketball. Kearney Catholic gives it up. And in for Seward is Kenna Heath. So Seward will chalk up their fourth consecutive win. They lost to Pius in a night that they could not make any three-pointers and lost by two, and then they lost to Beatrice, probably the best team in Class B. They've lost to them twice. Ball dribbled off the foot here, and Seward turns it over. Picked up there by Colling. Colling one-on-two, comes in, lost her balance, shot up, no good, and Rummery will get her second rebound. 45 seconds to go in the game. Rummery kicks it out of the wing for a three-pointer. That is going to be short that time. And the rebound brought down by Shayla Connor. Shayla into the front court to Sokolowski, tries the three. No good. And then over the back on Colling. And Aubrey Dewar will get to go to the line. Whitney Colling with her second personal foul. Ninth team foul in the ball game. 29 seconds to go. 59-39 Seward. Again, they jumped out 10-1. Kearney Catholic cut it to 12-9 at the end of one, 14-13 in the second quarter. It was 22-17 with 2 minutes and change to go in the second quarter. And Seward hit a couple of threes, closed the first half on an 8-2 run, went up 30-19 at the half, and it never got any closer. And Aubrey Dewar, 1-1, free throw up and in, and that will get Seward their 60th point of the basketball game. They've been about 50-50 getting to 60 this year over their season average. Second free throw also good. They average about 54 points a game. 61-39, a 22-point lead here, the largest for Seward. Up the floor will be Colling. Left hand finds her way all the way to the bucket, and she'll put it up and in. 6 points now for Colling. 15 seconds to go here. Should be the final shot of the ball game for Seward. As Dewar brings it across, they might not even shoot the ball. Colling putting pressure on. 9 seconds to go, so Kearney Catholic wanted to be tested. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Petrie thinks he's going to grade this test, because they got thumped here at Seward. The final score, the Seward Lady Jays, 61, and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, 41. Kearney Catholic's first loss of the year. They are now 15-1, and when you go back to volleyball, they didn't lose there either, so their first loss of the season. And Seward improves to 11-3. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters, with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station, with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, we're back here to basketball action. Seward, we've wrapped things up. Don't forget, had everybody here tonight. Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Patterson, Omaha World Herald, Buck Mahoney, Kearney Hub. They'll all have articles tomorrow to take a look at. And it probably did not go the way that really anyone thought that it would here tonight. Seward really shot lights out, and Kearney Catholic probably didn't shoot 30% in the ball game, and they fall 61-41. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, providing the outstanding uniforms for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And also tonight, basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. The Gibbon boys leading Amherst as they start the second half. Earlier tonight, Amherst beat Gibbon girls 52-30. Sandy Creek Blue Hill boys right now are on the breeze, 94.5 FM. And the Loomis girls, big win tonight. They beat Alma by 16. Don't have the exact final, but they beat Alma by 16 in a top 10 matchup. We'll give you the final stats, talk with the head coach, Rick Petrie. It is all coming up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at the stats here in just a moment. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us first here of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. And Coach, boy, nobody drew it up like this.
No, not at all.
The backcourt pressure, I mean, the talk coming in, even everybody driving up from Kearney on the way, we were talking about if you can handle the pressure in the backcourt, that's going to be the biggest thing to overcome. And for Seward, they're going to have to be able to make their threes because that's what they do. And, oh, my goodness.
And they made their threes.
Were you surprised that you handled the pressure so well but then couldn't convert at the other end? I guess that's what surprised me.
Yeah, that's something that we struggled with. You know, we got the ball a lot of times where we wanted it, and our post players, unfortunately, didn't finish very well tonight.
Yeah, this is weird because you lose by 20. I'd say you'd play them again next week because you couldn't shoot that bad. They couldn't shoot that good, but Seward's a really good basketball team.
Oh, they are. You know, they play great defense. They put a lot of pressure on you. But, you know, I thought our guards handled that pressure after the first, you know, few minutes. We got to try and go in a little bit too fast, but I thought we did a really good job of being aggressive and yet taking care of the basketball after that first quarter.
I mentioned a couple of times, it looked like your game plan was to get them one-on-one down on the low block, and you did that numerous times. Or was there something else we missed? Was that really everything in the game was just the shooting percentage tonight, or was there something else?
Well, no, you've got to give Seward a lot of credit. I mean, you know, Taverdi's a pretty good guard, and we didn't do a very good job on her last, you know, when we switched to man-to-man. But, you know, defensively, we got lost a couple times in what we're doing in our zone, and you know, give them credit. You know, they had a couple kids come in and bury some threes from the corner. I mean, that seemed to be a great spot for them, obviously. But our kids played hard, and they competed really well. I like the fact that we weren't passive. We were pretty aggressive in what we were doing, and you know, I think we'll get better from there. The kids drove the ball hard to the basket second half and did a lot of nice things.
And Theron Baum was not intimidated by Courtney's agenda tonight.
No.
Even though Courtney had a great game.
No, and Courtney did play well. She shot the ball really well. But, you know, I don't think our kids are afraid of anybody, and we competed very well tonight. We're able to get the ball inside. We just weren't able to finish. You know, missing a few free throws here and there doesn't help either.
what's the locker room like right now? I know you've only been in there for a minute or so, but what's can you give us the feeling of?
Kids are mad they lost. I mean, you know, we fully expected to come down here and play a great game. You know, unfortunately, you know, we did some things not very well, and you know, they did some things really well defensively. You know, I'm not sure we'll run into another team that can shoot the three that well.
Tomorrow night, we already have to look ahead to a Pierce ball club that's going to be a tough turnaround, especially, I guess you could have come off a high beating Seward. You're going to come off a low. They're going to be hungry and ready to go. Hopefully the energy physically is there. But Pierce, they present some different problems.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's going to be more of a half-court game tomorrow night. You know, they are run back, sitting there 2-3 zone, and dare you to score against them. You know, they've got a little bit of size, so, you know, they're kind of like us in the 2-3, nice little wingspans, and, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of taking care of the ball and taking quality shots tomorrow night and, you know, hopefully moving the ball around and getting good shots.
Concerns now that you have been tested? I mean, not to be a funny guy here, but you still haven't played a game within 18 points. I mean, that's the way it worked tonight. So moving forward, what did you learn tonight?
You know, I think we're a pretty good ball team. I think that we will, you know, learn from this experience. I think that, you know, we'll go back and look at film a little bit next week. And I think that, you know, we'll learn that we didn't play that bad a game. You know, if we're able to convert some more things inside, you know, the score is not a 20-point ball game. It, you know, in all likelihood, the way they shot, they still probably beat us. But, you know, I think that it was closer than a 20-point game.
All right. It was fun being here. I know everybody wishes it would have been a closer game on the Stars side. But now we're just going to have to go hand the first loss to another C1 team tomorrow night. So
that's our goal.
We'll see it cope. Thanks.
Yeah, and that was a comment that was made right away. So the girls will be excited for tomorrow night. Thanks for coming down, Doug.
You bet. We'll take a break here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Kearney Catholic Coach Rick Petrie will give you the stats next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, where it's time to take a look at the final stats, and let's look at them for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel scored 6 in a row in the fourth quarter, but that was about all offensively. She wasn't asked to do a whole lot tonight, couldn't get a couple of threes to go early, but 7 points and 2 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Allie Prasoski, only 1 rebound, and again, it just shows you how the guards were really shut down today. Allie can get you 10, 13 points most nights, and I'm not sure she shot the ball more than once in the game tonight. Whitney Colling, 6 points, 2 rebounds. She did an outstanding job handling the ball and wasn't scared to go after Tverdi defensively either. One-on-one, she beat her defender all night long. Morgan Studi, 1 rebound. Theron Baum, 8 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Bailey Sokolowski led the Stars, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Megan Anderson, 6 points and 7 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, 10 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 4 in the second half. And as we said, it wasn't like Kearney Catholic was turning it over and allowing Seward to make layups. They were hitting threes. 19 points in the first half, 22 in the second, 41 points, 26 rebounds, 15 out of 21 at the free throw line, 0 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, 15 turnovers. Kearney Catholic suffers their first loss of the year. They go to 15-1 and will host undefeated and fourth-ranked Pierce tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll look at the numbers for Seward right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's the final stats for Seward. They had a total of 7 players score, 3 in double figures. Hannah Taverdi, the Nebraska recruit, 12 points in the ball game, but 7 of those were from the free throw line. She only had 1 three-pointer. Aubrey Dewar, 2 points, 1 rebound. Lindsay Plocky hit 3 threes. She had 9 points and a rebound. Taylor Seaman hit 3 threes. She had 11 points in the basketball game. Bailey Berry, a rebound. Abby Rummery, 2 rebounds. Anna Schultz, 6 points on a couple of threes, 3 rebounds. Jordan Nelson had 2 points, 4 rebounds. And Courtney Zagina played very well tonight. She had a game-high 19 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 block shots. And she shoots the most threes of anybody on the team, but not tonight. She shot some, but only made 1. 11 rebounds in each half. Free throws, 2 of 2 in the first half, 8 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Seward, 6 of 14 in the first half. They were 5 of 12 in the second half, but a lot of those in the fourth quarter were by the backups. They were 10 of 18 at 1 point from 3-point land. Turnovers, 10 of the first half and 5 in the second half. Seward had 30 points at halftime, put up 31 in the second half, 61 points, 22 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 11 of 26 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers, and Seward fights off a challenge from unbeaten Kearney Catholic, and they lead it from start to finish, improving to 11-3 with a 61-41 victory. They will host Aurora tomorrow night before getting into the Central Conference Tournament, where there's Northwest and Holdridge, and of course, maybe another shot at Beatrice, who has beaten them twice this year. We'll take a final timeout, wrap it up from Seward after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back on a Misco Sports postgame show, and that wraps things up from Seward. Don't forget, still basketball on the Breeze 94.5 as Sandy Creek is playing Blue Hill, and on Classic Hits 98.9 as Amherst and Gibbon are playing in the second half of the boys' game. Again, the next two nights here on ESPN, Kearney High basketball at Lincoln Southeast tomorrow, hosting Fremont on Saturday. We will have the Kearney-Pierce girls' game from Cope Gymnasium tomorrow evening at 7:30. That's girls only. And then the following week, we'll have the boys only, McCook and Kearney Catholic. Saturday, the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Finals, starting around 2 from Gibbon on Classic Hits 98.9. Other scores from tonight, the Gibbon boys are going to beat Amherst. They're up big in the second half. Amherst won the girls' game 52-30 over Gibbon. I don't have the exact final, but Loomis beats Alma tonight by 16 to improve to 12-1. And again, the final score here, the Seward Lady Blue Jays 61, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 41. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's looking forward to serving you and all the schools of the state again in 2013. For our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.